madness, folly, and excrement.
Imagine out of an inconceivable mind into the play of beings as a lost satellite of two phantoms. It isn't the father and the mother who transcend him, that the minuscule human being first encountered the illusion of sufficiency.
Alone, it comes, so every day I have to bend it. I'm putting it under the pillow. Your wife comes in the night, I will not come and stand to fight it.
Of flesh and alcohol, as well as of the trances of mysticism. The religious forms it rediscovers are the naive forms that antedate the intrusion of a servile morality. It renews the kind of tragic jubilation that man is as soon as he stops behaving like a cripple, glorifying necessary work and letting himself be emasculated by the fear of tomorrow. I abandon myself to peace to the point of annihilation. The noises of struggle are lost in death, as rivers are lost in the sea, as stars burst into the night. The strength of combat is fulfilled in the silence of all action. I enter into peace as I enter into a dark unknown. I fall in this unknown. I myself become this dark unknown.